Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Republican Sig Rogich, who headed up Republicans for Reed. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Wicker, Rita Black-Prufro, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Now, thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Sig Rogich, the president of Rogich Communications, and also the head of Republicans for Reed. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. And I want to ask you, how involved were you with the campaign?
Well, I was pretty involved on a daily basis. I would talk to the senator probably every day and work with the campaign team like most of us did at that level.
When you say you spoke to Senator Reid every day, how involved was he in the campaign? I mean, he was still the majority leader of the United States.
Well, he relied on us to oversee matters in the campaign, but he certainly understood what we were doing, and he certainly approved the things that we did along the way, which is only natural to assume. I know he spent an inordinate amount of time because the Congress was so heavily involved in activity there. But I think that for the most part, he had a pretty good understanding and a good feel of where we were.
You know, you were obviously, of course you know, that you helped run presidential campaigns for Reagan, Bush 1 and 2. Did you ever see the kind of deep polling that was done on this campaign versus those previous ones?
Well, Sam, I did see a polling that was flawed in the past, but nothing to the degree that I saw here. I thought that our polling was extraordinarily good. I think that comes in part because of a lot of work people in this campaign effort did to make sure that we had a good polling model. But I thought the other poll data was off. Rasmussen, I'd look at it in the morning, sometimes at 2 o'clock when it came out. And Mason-Dixon, I'd do the same with them. I know others in the campaign did the same thing. But all along, we felt that we were on track. And the lowest we saw ourselves was at 4%, and the highest, it got as high as 9. I think it might have even reached 11 at one skewed moment. But for the most part, I predicted, and others did, that we'd win between 4 and 6% of the vote, and that's what we won by.
You know, the level of, I read an article that was written by the head of GMMB, the advertising agency, and one of the campaign managers that talked about the focus groups. How soon after the primary did you begin to feel confident that Senator Reid was going to win re-election?
Almost immediately. I felt that, you know, I know he had his own negatives. I think most incumbents across America did have that problem. He was no exception. He probably had a little higher number because he was a majority leader and he was also the focus of activity on the other side to try to beat him. But all things considered, I felt that if we continued to do what we were doing, that the alternative was just simply not acceptable for Nevadans, and so I felt pretty good about winning this election.
One of the things that was interesting about the focus groups were that they pushed back at one point when your group was trying to paint Sharon Angle as dangerous. There was actually pushback. Would you tell us where that occurred and how you overcame that to be able to push that message?
Well, I don't know that it was a pushback. You know, I think that at the end of the day, people still thought she was pretty eccentric, and you can redefine the word dangerous, but eccentric and over the top is probably the same thing. We never really stayed off that message. Some of those positions she took were just not acceptable for Nevadans. For that matter, within her own party. And I thought Republicans, moderate Republicans that I talked to, reasonable Republicans who had a long history in the party, could not accept those kinds of positions.
Do you think that A, Dean Heller will run against John Ensign in a primary? And if so, do you think that Sharon Angle will run for CD2? And could she win?
Well, I don't like to deal in speculation like that. It's a long way down the line. You know, who knows what could happen. Dean Heller is certainly a viable statewide candidate. The senator determined, John Ensign determined he wants to run again. And I'm not sure how strong he will be. I think he has to overcome an issue. Even though the legal side of it has gone away, I think it's difficult for him. And then, who knows, maybe Sharon Angle will run for the Senate seat in a three-way primary. A lot of things could change, but it's all speculation now, and this thing will have a lot of twists and turns before it really gets down to the final determination of who's going to run for those seats.
The Tea Party Express is a very interesting animal. It's part of the Tea Party movement run by Sal Russo. You've known Sal Russo for a long time. Your thoughts on him?
He's a good guy. I've known him. I worked with him back in 1984. He was close to a friend of mine, Doug Watts. I think he was a partner with Doug Watts and also with Ed Rollins in those early days. I like him. I have a great, good friendship with him throughout the years. I haven't talked to him much about the Tea Party activity. But the Tea Party could be, you know, an ongoing effort. I just think that you're going to see those kinds of things happening in America. People are upset and concerned and not being heard properly. And I think government's going to have to redefine itself. And I think that historically in this country, we've seen a lot of that, and in other places around the world. So it's not surprising to me that the Tea Party is where it is today.
You know, it's interesting. Sal was on this program just before they did the last bus tour through Nevada and across the country. And he said that one of the reasons he was supporting Sharon Angle was that she had a record of saying no to the legislature, no to the governor, and that we needed to have people going back to Washington, D.C. who could say no. But then he said, but you can't have too many of those people saying no, otherwise nothing gets done. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a good question, Sam. I'm not overly enamored with Sharon Angle. I mean, with the governor, Palin, as a candidate nationwide. I don't think she's electable for a presidency. And I think that over time, you'll see reasons why. I think you have to find solutions to problems. I think Republicans understand that now in the Congress of the United States. And I think that this legislative session we're going to have in Nevada, people are going to have to think a little off the nine dots, and they're going to have to tell some of their friends no. They're going to have to tell people that they've actually worked closely with that it's not going to be done the same way anymore because we have problems here, and we're going to have to find solutions for them. And so that's going to bring, I believe, both sides of the aisle together a little better than we've seen in the past.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sig Rogich when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
Local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich, the president of Rogich Communications. You said in our last segment that you don't think Sarah Palin is electable. You know, we've seen a history with the Republican Party over the last several years of people being nominated for president who their time has come. So we've seen people like Bob Dole and John McCain. Who do you think are the top choices, in your opinion, for a Republican candidate for president?
Well, that's another good question. I don't think we've seen the emergence yet of the candidate. I think Huckabee is an outsider that could do well because he has such great exposure, and I think he articulates well. I think Governor Romney is either going to have to change his position on his endorsement and actually the creation of the Massachusetts miracle, the insurance component, or I think he's going to have trouble in the primaries. I think Haley Barbour is a guy who looks folksy and doesn't maybe look the part, but certainly articulates as well as anyone, and he's as smart as anybody that I've seen. And I think Congressman Ryan, if he handled it properly, could be a potential number two candidate as a vice presidential selection, or he could have a real effect in terms of crafting the essence of what the Republicans will run on in 2012. And there's probably more. But I don't see, at the end of the day, that Sarah Palin is a candidate that will receive a nomination for president of the United States.
It's interesting, you know, Fox News, Roger Ailes, when he talks about the idea behind Fox News, he says it's all about the ratings. But it's also about the politics. Your thoughts on a network having that much influence on the political discussion in this country?
Well, it's not new, really. CBS for years, when Walter Cronkite was there, had an extraordinary amount of influence, and so did NBC with its commentary, and also with its broadcasters. You know, when Brinkley was on that show and ran it, those were the two main networks then in those days that really created and changed the dynamic politically. I worked with Roger Ailes, you know, as you probably know, for a number of years in the 80s, and I know him quite well. What's happened with Fox is that they've stepped up and they've promoted themselves properly, and they've gone out and hired good talent, and they made a presence that's felt to a greater degree than you've ever seen in the past, and they're not afraid to talk about it. That's been the difference with the other networks these days. I don't know if they have the resources to do it. I know that they're not doing as well as Fox has done. And the Fox News broadcast, you know, gets more ratings than CNN, than MSNBC, than all the other basic news broadcasts put together. And that's because they promote themselves continually. They have such a long news segment.
Well, it's also interesting that Roger Ailes was the producer of the Mike Douglas Show, so he truly comes from an entertainment background as well as a political background.
He's very good, Sam. I worked with him. I actually hired him to do speech preparation for us, or helped hire him, in 1984 when I was the director of the Tuesday team for Ronald Reagan. I went to Paul Laxalt then and asked that we use Roger Ailes to work with the president on debate preparation. And so he understands that, and he's written books on it, and he can be difficult to work with at times, but he has a lot of passion about what he does, but he's very smart.
I want to talk to you about the discussions going on right now over taxes and just about everything else. The discussion seems to be centered on the president and John Boehner, but you don't hear Harry Reid's name being pushed to the fore. Why do you think that is?
Oh, I just think it's just a matter of the change in the House, because Boehner, you know, the House does control the budget. The Senate has to ratify and the White House has to approve, you know, unless there's a veto override, or unless they don't have the votes in place to get their mechanisms voted on and approved on. But I think you'll hear a lot about Harry Reid. He is the majority leader. He does craft it. What they bring from the House to him has to meet the muster, stand up to what they believe they can gather votes for support. So I think that that's just a matter of the newness of the Speaker of the House.
And last quick question here. When do you think Desert Express is going to break ground?
Well, we're very, very close to the formality of receiving an environmental impact statement. It's taken us probably 8 years. And that's what's wrong with America, actually, when you think about it. Projects can't get built in time, whether it's the high-speed rail or other projects, because the process takes so long. It's one thing to say that we're going to build, and we should. It's another to try to build, because we can't. It just takes too long. We've bundled ourselves down with too many rules and regulations and bureaucracy to get things done in a timely fashion. But I predict that sometime right after the first of the year, we're going to get approvals on things, and it should be shortly thereafter that we break ground for this high-speed rail component that could really be exceptional for Las Vegas. We could become a hub, potentially, for all of the West, for high-speed rail, and I think it's going to be something to be proud of.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, Sig. We look forward to you coming back very soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $17.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Are you ready for this?
Check this out.
Now, there's a movie channel that has the movies you love and so much more.
It's really good.
This TV.
Come to daddy.
Big stars.
It.
Big movies.
Tradition.
Big entertainment. On one channel. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $17.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as also. Verita Black-Prothero is here. She's the Business Development Manager for Nevada Arrhythmia Services. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Democratic Party. And Liz McMenamin, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. Pleasure to have you all here. Carol Velardo was on the program the other day. One of the big discussions with both the candidates has been changing Nevada's pension system for public employees to go from a defined benefit plan to a defined contribution plan. But she says for us to do this, you have to pay off the old one, and that would take about $7 billion and about 7 years to do that. So how does that affect the mix of politics that's going on? Because obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon. She said not for at least 4 years.
And Sam, I agree with her. I don't think it's something politically that many of those want to go out there and hang their hat on at this point in time. That's a lot of money that we don't have right now in our coming into the state of Nevada. So we'll see. I think that it's something that we need to look at and we maybe need to move towards, but it's going to be a gradual process. And the ones that are in the system already, we will have to take care of them. And then as the new hires come on, maybe change the way we look at it. In the private sector, you don't have a defined... your benefits are not the same as the state's. So we, as taxpayers, cannot continue to afford to carry this burden.
Both gubernatorial candidates ran on this plan of changing this.
Well, you know, I think that if there's not the money to change it, there's not the money to change it. And frankly, I think the statements that the pension plan under PERS is so underfunded is greatly exaggerated. I think it's compounded by the fact that when some of these measurements were made, the stock market was really low as compared to historical numbers. But the problem may be in how much the employer, the agency employer, has to contribute in order to fund a defined contribution plan. But the fact is that the levels that they're funding it now are fine, and the plan is quite healthy. And I think if the stock market doesn't come back, and it's already come back quite a bit, then we have all kinds of other troubles. But I think the reports that the plan is underfunded are greatly exaggerated.
Do you think this is sustainable?
Mm-hmm. You know, likely not sustainable, but the transition seems to be messy.
That $7 billion was
messy. It's very messy to me. So unless you have a date where you start with new employees and change the system from that point forward, I just don't see how that's possible.
Well, I think Frieda's right. That's probably the only way to do it, and just continue to for the current employees keep funding at the same level and the contributions the same level. Because I tell you that over time that plan is going to be okay.
Do you agree?
Well, I do, because there's no other way that you can move into this transition. You can't just cut off everyone and say, many people who've been with the state, for 20 years, has planned on this system and has been promised this system, so we really can't back away from that. Now, we don't have the money for it, but it's interesting. We'll see how politically this plays out.
All right, let's talk about New Jersey. Today, their legislature is voting on legalizing online gaming. Now, it'll only be for the state of New Jersey, but it's not just poker, it's everything. Your thoughts on this?
Well, it seems like Nevada needs to jump in and, you know, take advantage. If there's money to be made out there to do this, then I think that we need to be a part. We need to be players.
We're putting all of our eggs in this online poker deal on the federal level, but if New Jersey goes ahead and does this, this is huge for them.
Well, you know, and they're taking a risk. I think, like, if Nevada were to do something like that, it might still be okay for Las Vegas and some of the big gaming companies, but some of the smaller companies, such as in Reno and Elko, I think could get totally hosed by such a system, mm-hmm. because they're going to lose so many of their players. I think they would lose so many of their players that the small players in the gaming system, particularly located in Reno, Elko, and other places like that, are going to really suffer if Nevada were to do something like that.
Well, you know,
New Jersey only has Atlantic City.
You know, I always go back to this. You know, what about the entrepreneurs? I mean, where is it written in the state constitution, the U.S. Constitution, that business should remain the same forever, and whatever you're getting now, you should continue to get? I know that it's a tough market out there for everybody, but people have to change.
And I agree. I don't think that we should limit this just to what we have right now in the gaming industry. I think, again, entrepreneurship needs to come forward. And it is a little scary. I agree with Chris, though. I think New Jersey's taking a big risk. I don't know if we're ready to take that risk, but I do know it's going to be a big...
But it's going on illegally around the world.
Exactly. That's it, and so why not get the money from it? Our economy is suffering. Why not do something that could possibly boost the economy?
Well, and that's the rationale for the federal movement, mm-hmm. is that to try to get some money out of it and some regulation.
But how do we determine then what money comes to the state of Nevada? The devil's going to be in the details on this. How do we determine if you're a resident in Nevada and you're doing online gaming, then the money's come into the state of Nevada?
Well, I would suspect it's from properties that are based in Nevada, but we know we're not getting any of it now,
right,
when it's illegal. So even if you only get a portion of it, you're doing better than you are when you get none.
And we have legalized gaming in casinos, we have legalized prostitution, we sell alcohol. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you all, right after this timeout.
The man who runs Nevada prisons is calling it a career. We'll hear from outgoing corrections chief Howard Skolnick about the future of corrections given a gaping budget hole. Is he getting out while the going is still good? We'll ask him on the next Face to Face.
This call comes in all the time. People know there's cash value in their car, motorcycle, truck, or even their toys, but they don't know how to get it out.
Ma'am, put the bat down.
If only they would remember Check City does title loans. With the Check City title loan, you get the cash, you keep the car.
Check City. Drive away with the cash you need today.
Attention. The anti-acne drug Accutane is a very dangerous drug. If you or a loved one took Accutane and now have Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or your colon has been removed, call attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you ever took Accutane or one of these generic versions and you now suffer from any of these conditions, call the Greg Jones Law Firm right now.
Several juries have recently awarded millions of dollars to Accutane victims, including awards of $7 million, $8.6 million, and $10.5 million. Call the Greg Jones Law Firm right now to see if you may qualify for financial compensation. If you or a loved one has taken any of these drugs and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Accutane and now suffer from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, call 1-800-716-5335. That's 1-800-716-5335.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Pete Earnoff will be here.